I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp? I'm an accomplished ventriloquist?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh, I am a 7th degree imperial yo-yo master. Oh, do me, yo-yo master. I want you to do me because you're the yo-yo guy.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fam. Thanks for being with us on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Beautiful out there.
Oh, I got roasted yesterday.
Dude, I did too, man. I did too.
I've been tanning in the fake tanning bed and
gotta build that base.
Wore nothing of protection yesterday. I thought, you know what? Get some darker
shade. You always gotta wear protection, man. Come on.
Did you? Did you have any sunblock on?
No, I did not. Are you gonna be the too scared to play with it guy?
Yeah, I am. And everyone's like, oh, you got burned. And I thought, no, I didn't. And then I got home and I went, oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, really totally bad. Totally did. There's always a spot like on the side of the face you can kind of feel.
I always have deep eyeballs or something because I had this weird like outline of it's white around my eyes. And I don't know why. My hat was backwards the whole round.
It was. Yeah, you were trying to get sun on the face. I appreciate that sun grind, man. You got to get that tan on. All right, sadder story coming up in a bit. Let's get to this. So yesterday on the third tee box, Spring and I, one of the guys we're playing with, says, hey, the A's might be relocating. We're like, wait, what? That's a bit of a bombshell to find out as I'm trying to focus on a golf round right now. So if you missed it, and if you've been living under a rock for the last, 18 hours or so, that was the big news yesterday as Major League Baseball officially gave permission to the Oakland A's to potentially look at other cities in a relocation effort. Now, there's a lot of different angles to this and a lot of different storylines that we need to go down. How Portland ties in, what the hangup is in Oakland. Just to get a quick gist, let's start with this. So this is Jesse Rogers of ESPN. Here's a quick bullet points kind of overview of everything that's going on.
The saga of the Oakland A's and their new stadium is turning into a pressure-filled situation as the league and the team is now asking the city to move on the $855 million they're asking to contribute to the new stadium. Otherwise, they're going to leave. Now, there is precedent for this kind of pressure. In 1988, the Chicago White Sox threatened to go to St. Petersburg, Florida, if the Illinois Assembly didn't approve a new stadium and funds for it. That's the same kind of pressure the A's and the league are putting on the city of Oakland and the surrounding area. If they decide to leave, there'll be plenty of cities that are lined up to take the Oakland A's. Las Vegas would be number one. But first and foremost is a resolution in Oakland. We're at the beginning of the end of this saga.
No. Yeah, I should tell you where Portland's at, that everybody's listing Vegas as a favorite. Now, granted, there's the tie between Oakland because the Raiders moved to Vegas, and so it's a natural connection there, an up-and-coming city. But here, the hang-up here is that, there's been no movement in the city of Oakland to make this deal happen. The A's are set on this Howard Terminal site, and they're claiming that they're going to privately finance their ballpark, which to a certain extent is true. However, building at that site is going to cost at or above $1 billion in public money in terms of infrastructure. They want to build a gondola. You got to reshape the whole district. There's a lot of public investment that has to go into that. That's what they need them to improve. I think it's about $850 million that they need in publicly financed money. And they just sent this plan. It's about a $12 billion total mixed-use plan, but they need that public money to make it happen. They sent it a couple weeks ago, and the city council has not voted on it. They're going to recess. And so this is a major power play from Major League Baseball to try and spur action on the local official front and saying, approve this plan or we're going to look elsewhere. And now we'll find out where it goes.
Yeah. So a couple more notes to add to that. It's $855 million they're looking to get from the city. They just dropped this on the city council. There's some really good pieces you can read about this. This is basically them showing their hand way too early. The council has no reason to need to give an answer on this. And oh, by the way, the mayor, one of the strongest proponents of keeping baseball in Oakland is Libby Schaaf.
Yes.
She's lost the Raiders and she's lost the Warriors. She just like overwhelmingly got reelected. This is not a sports driven political market for them. And as diehard as some of those fans may be for those teams, it doesn't really impact how the city is run. They're facing massive debt. They're facing a lot of funding issues. They are not in a position for a billion-dollar entity to say, here's a free handout, here's $855 million. Now, my first reaction on the golf course was, oh, baseball tied themselves to this. I don't care. Let's take the Portland angle. This ain't happening. This is not Portland. This is not an opportunity for Portland. It ain't happening for Portland. If they're leaving anywhere, they're leaving for Vegas. Vegas has jumped almost every other city for pro sports teams. NBA's probably next. They've got the NFL. They've got NHL hockey. They would build a baseball stadium with a retractable roof within a year. I mean, this is a market that is growing. It's booming, and Vegas is there, so they have gambling. They are far ahead of you in the line of getting a team of anybody. Portland, if they're ever getting a team, they're getting an expansion franchise. That's the only way. You ain't jumping Vegas. We don't know who the big players of the Portland Diamond Project are. They've been mum. They've kept it under wraps. Mike Barrett or Craig Cheek are about as famous or popular names you're going to get a part of this group. That being said, I just don't have any, this doesn't concern me at all as a Portland sports fan. I don't view this as any opportunity. I don't view this as any possibility. We've got this internal battle with the media and certain spectrums of the political fight of what Portland as a city currently is. There's, you know, coins doing news network stories about how Portland is basically crumbled. What happened to the city of Portland? People are writing, what's happened to the city of Portland? And some people are saying Portland is a war zone, and then there's the other side that's saying, no, it's not as bad as you say it is.
So that to the real estate market.
Right. That being said, all of that being said, Portland is not in a position. Oakland is not a possibility. This ain't happening. If you want to keep the optimism, that's fine. But if we're getting a team, it's going to be expansion. Portland's not a player in this.
Not for relocation. There are two significant things, I think, as I delve more into the story and stuff. Major League Baseball somewhere is referred to or stated, I believe there's a statement from Major League Baseball at some point, that renovating the current Oakland Coliseum is no longer a viable deal.
Yes.
So Major League Baseball has drawn a line in the sand to the city of Oakland to say two things. One, we've started the clock, and two, it's the Howard Terminal on the waterfront or nothing. So they have backed Oakland into a corner in that regard, that you're doing it this way or we're letting the A's move.
And Oakland doesn't probably feel any pressure like other cities do. Oakland does not care. They have real funding issues. Yeah. They're not going to be strong-armed into handing you $855 million. They'll tell you to piss off and go to a different market.
Vegas is clearly, if they are going to relocate, when they renovated their AAA stadium in 2019... It was done so with part of the plans were for a quick and easily expandable to, I don't know, 25 or 30,000 to accommodate a major league team right away. So they can be in position. The good thing for Portland in that regard, you want Vegas to get them because it takes them out of the running as a possible expansion city. And there's nobody else on the West Coast where Major League Baseball, when they expand, they'll expand by two teams. There's nobody else. There's no other city on the West Coast that is ready and has something in place.
Yeah, the East Coast is a much tougher battle because you have Nashville, Montreal, Charlotte, a lot of choices.
And they want another team. Major League Baseball, when they expand, they want one in the Pacific time zone, one in the Central or Eastern time zone. So it's a flare that goes up to MLB, to Portland Group, to, all right, your ducks better be in a row, because when we figure out the A's and when we figure out the Rays, and it looks like Major League Baseball, they're saying we need a cash influx. The best way to do that is to expand. We can't expand until we take care of these two franchises situations. So they are starting the clock to get these two franchises stadium situations fixed. It's a long clock. It's 5, 6, 7 years down the road.
Oh, dude, I think I'm losing a lot of optimism about this, and I have the last couple
months. I have more optimism
months.
Now that they're doing it this way.
I agree with Swag on that. See, I agree with actually what both of you were saying. One, Vegas makes much more sense for the A's because of the Raiders connection. Swag mentioned the stadium that they just built for their AAA team.
And they want to be there, by the way. They've dove into the gambling world.
Sure, that's a big deal, right? Yeah. And baseball wants, every professional sport now wants to be in Vegas, which, funny, 5 years ago, nobody did. I think the only hang up there is that the A's AAA team plays in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken. And so you'd have to figure out that scenario, but that to me wouldn't be too difficult.
There's tons of AAA.
Right, you go throw them somewhere else, right? They'll go play somewhere. Hell, put them back in Oakland, right? But
give us Portland.
That makes a lot of sense for them to move to Vegas. So I'm with you on the relocation of the A's not making a ton of sense, at least in the short term. What I agree with, though, on what Swag is saying is the long play for Portland, most realistically, has always been, do you have a group in place that can put together an expansion fee when the league is ready to do it? They're going to do it. It's only a matter of time.
Sure.
Now, I have long argued that baseball is dumb and they should do it now, not wait for Oakland and Tampa, because you're going to have plenty of cities that eventually will want Oakland and Tampa when they can't get their ballparks built. And there's no reason to wait for those two. Just expand now. But they have been steadfast on, let's figure out those two sites, then we'll be ready to start talking about expansion. This is a big step in terms of baseball, at least coming out publicly, saying it's time to start looking at other options. That's where it's a big deal, because the sooner you get Oakland settled and likely going to be in Las Vegas, the sooner you get Tampa Bay settled, likely going to be in Montreal, maybe Charlotte, maybe Nashville, lots of choices on the East Coast. The sooner those happen, the quicker Major League Baseball can say, all right, now we're ready to add two more teams. Let's start the bidding at $2 billion and whose group is ready. At that point, we'll see if the Portland Diamond Project's ready to play ball, but at least they're still in place. They're saying they're ready. That's when your chance is going to begin. You needed this situation to get resolved sooner than later. That's why I was somewhat optimistic, not about the A's coming to Portland, but just about the MLB to Portland front yesterday.
See, my confidence has waned more and more, I would say, the last few plus months, mainly because, one, we still know nothing about this group. It's not a knock on them. I mean, they're playing this close to the vest, and that's the way they should. But it's been pretty quiet on their front outside of some random PR, releasings of, hey, we're still here. There's been no news. I've kind of changed my tune too on the site they've picked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about serious infrastructure that needs to be revamped to make
that. You're going to have a similar problem that Oakland is facing right now.
Yeah, how are people getting over there? You're going to build mass transit. I mean, you're talking, I'm to with other people, decade plus before this ever happens, if it happens in Portland. I don't know how I feel about that site anymore. And then the other thing is, I just don't trust politicians to make this viable. As much as that group might have the backing financially and have the right people in place in that regard, who is to say they would do the right thing and create the infrastructure and team up with them to make this absolutely accessible to get people over there? Our traffic is as bad as it's ever been. There's been no real problem solving that regard. We've added a bike bridge, which doesn't help a whole lot of people. Mass transit would need to get over there. I don't know how long that takes. That's almost a decade when they build that kind of stuff. And then the other thing that I kind of pause on is, baseball has tried to sell the West Coast time zone thing. I don't know if I buy that. I really don't. I know it's good wording and it sounds great, but if Charlotte is more ready and feasible and has a ballpark near downtown, why would Portland jump us? Montreal seems like they're going to get it. I think you've got Charlotte, you've got Nashville, you've got markets that might be better politically aligned with their groups if they have them, to jump Portland. So while I'm still holding on to the fringe optimism, and I know it sounds like I'm not, there's another part of me that's a little more realistic living here my whole life that says, am I really trusting that this is going to go down?
Well, sure. I mean, we've been left holding the bag a number of times. We'll call Hot Rod. I'm going to do Status Story at the bottom of the hour. We'll do that coming up at 8:30. Some more thoughts on this. We have a poll question out on kind of what Sprague is talking about here. Just where are you at on the front of baseball coming to Portland? If we gave you four options, at Dirt and Sprague and at 10 to the Fan, you can go vote. It's definitely going to happen. You're somewhat optimistic. pessimistic or it's definitely not going to happen. You can go vote on that. We're curious your thoughts as well. 503-250-1080 at the Fan text line. Send them in. We'll kind of recap this conversation and then we'll move on to status story. Bottom of the hour. Back after this on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, a little hot route. We'll do status story coming up bottom of the hour. Continuing on this MLB to Portland front. You know, the tough stuff for Oakland out of this, Oakland baseball fans, is, as Swag mentioned, the Major League Baseball statement said you can't redo the Coliseum. That site is out. There are other viable options for them that aren't this state-of-the-art, you know, waterfront ballpark. You know what is still an empty parking lot, just a gravel pit? The old side of Candlestick Park is just an empty. There's a giant stadium there. They used to play baseball. Used to play the NFL. They tore it down. It's been demolished, and there's nothing there. It's just a gravel lot. You could build a stadium there. It's by the water for anybody who's ever been down there.
Awful place to drive in and out of, though.
Sure, but it's better than needing $900 million in public money because you don't need to put the infrastructure in place. You know what else they could do?
Just not ask for the money and spend it because they have it?
Yes. They could also blow up, I don't know if Oracle's still there, where the Warriors played, where they no longer play,
right next door.
You could blow that thing up if you haven't already and build it literally next to the stadium you currently play in. And then you just get a new ballpark that's, you know, you wouldn't need the publicly invested money. That's going to be the hang up. And to your point in the last segment, I don't see how they stay in Oakland. If this is going to be your mandate, we need Howard Terminal and we're not budging on it. Major League Baseball says you can't budge on that. That's your only ballpark. You're never going to get that level of public investment in a city like Oakland. It's just not going to happen.
They just don't have the funding for it.
No, and as you said, nor should they want to pay for that.
Well, it's the year 2021. Your league is worth $10 billion. I can't believe we're still at a point where teams are begging cities to give them free handout checks when just collectively as a league, they could loan the money to the teams at almost no interest and say, yeah, we want to stay in the market. We want to help build this. You contribute this. We'll loan you that. Build the stadium. And yet here we are holding cities hostage, saying, hey, you better do this or we're leaving. Then take your ball and go home. Right. I actually commend Oakland. They're going to lose potentially 3 pro sports teams, which sucks for the sports fan.
One with an asterisk because at least the Warriors are just playing in San Francisco.
Yeah, but a lot of those fans will never be able to afford to go to those games, man. The Warriors were just valued at a higher level than the Lakers because they own the outright rights to the Chase Center. They're in San Francisco. I know it sounds like I'm not optimistic for the Portland angle. I saw this story yesterday and I kind of just chuckle because I think the first reaction from some people is to go, oh, Portland. No, well, Vegas is ahead of you here. It's not even particularly close. And I do hold the optimism, but I'm starting to lose more and more of it because I have no clue any information about the group. Everybody tries to tell me all these great things. I don't know what this group is. Do you? Hell, we have people that work here that have good ties to the group. They don't know jack squat about that group.
That's the whole key.
It is the whole key, but it's also the politics of our city. And can you envision a time where this city gets out of its own way and says, we're building a stadium in a tough part to get to commute-wise. We're also adding infrastructure to help people get to that state. Like, can you see that? Because that's the hard part for me to envision.
No. Well, I can see it as it deflects. If they can talk about revitalization as they're trying to do and a way to re-energize a porch somewhere in the city and a new district with a new stadium and a new Major League Baseball team coming will allow them to do that. The expansion makes it easier because it's a longer time frame rather than having to act immediately. A relocation is completely out of the question. That is not going to happen. It cannot happen here. It just, there's no way. In any of that Major League Baseball stuff, I didn't see it. I don't know if you guys did. Any mention of the Rays situation?
No, there was no mention of the Rays situation.
That's
but
the
I
next
haven't followed
piece
that
for
one
it.
Too closely.
Yeah, that's the next piece to fall to see if in the next week or two there is something from Major League Baseball about the Rays situation. Because I said the reason to feel optimistic is the urgency from Major League Baseball to decide to start the clock.
Yeah, Esther, get off the pod. Now's the time.
That's the most encouraging thing for people that want Major League Baseball to come to Portland. Now that notifies everybody that thinks they have a shot at a team, whether it's relocating or an expansion team, get your stuff together because we're finally ready as an ownership group to make this happen.
Yeah, I'm with you on the current proposed site that they were working on. Was it tier two or whatever we were talking about?
I think
about
they got three or four other sites. I think put that one out because it was the sexiest, quite frankly.
When they reached the agreement to come to it, you know, an agreement on the contract, I think there's other sites that make more sense that don't take the infrastructure movement that would
plus
be needed
you wonder,
down
do
there.
They go back to Portland Public Schools now? How much does the school district need cash?
Sure, that building could use it. I don't know what the situation is with the Lloyd Center, like going someplace where you wouldn't need to put max lines in and figure out how people are going to get in and
that's
out.
That's pretty important in this
pretty
situation.
Pretty important. And hell, the option always remains. And this was rumored a while back or not a while back, but the last time we talked about this, it feels like forever ago, was that it doesn't necessarily even have to be in Portland. The trend in Major League Baseball is for teams to build 20-30 miles outside of a major city. Call yourself Portland, but you go to a place that has some open area, a city that would openly welcome you with open arms. So that remains a viable option as well. I understand your pessimism about this, and if anybody's followed these stories long enough in the city, you should be pessimistic because this has happened to us before. The only thing that I will say is I'm not turning my I don't even know where I'm at on the optimistic or pessimistic scale. I'm just glad that they're pushing Oakland to figure this out. Like, just get out of there if they're not going to do it. If you're not going to, you know, privately finance it, just move. Like, stop pretending like this is eventually going to get resolved in Oakland because it's not with the model that you have proposed. I am not, though, taking their quiet stance over the last year as a sign that they've lost momentum or they're not doing it. I just think there hasn't been much movement. They've always needed kind of movement from Major League Baseball in order to take the next step. So that's one stance I have. The other one is, and I've seen this a ton over the last 24 hours. I know we're already against it again. I've seen this a lot over the last 24 hours, is that this current state of the city of Portland is going to keep us from ever getting a team. And I understand why a lot of people feel that way. The counter argument I make against it is, one, these things are cyclical, and just because the downtown Portland situation is a total dumpster fire right now, it doesn't mean it's going to be in 3 or 4 years. You never know how these things are going to play out. An expansion in Major League Baseball, as we're highlighting, is 5 or 6 years down the line. Like, this isn't happening in the next 6 months. If it was, then yes, maybe I would buy into the fears there. And the part of it that still leaves me optimistic about the future of the city is the housing market. Is anybody following the housing market?
Well,
I got a buddy
say
who just sold a house in Milwaukee for like $50,000 cash buy over his asking price. It's nuts. So, like, there's still demand to move here. There's still a lot of people that want to live in the surrounding Portland area.
You can't even sell your house because you have nowhere to move unless you buy a house first.
I'd love to sell my house because I'd make a ton of money on it right now. But where the hell am I going to move to? What am I going to buy? So you have these conflating things where the market is great, but downtown sucks. So I understand the argument about the S-hole that is downtown Portland. I totally get it. I'm just saying this doesn't need to be answered in the next 6 months. These things are cyclical. Let's see where it's at in a couple of years.
One, I guess I should say to that, to me, it's not the silence of the group that makes me somewhat more a little down about it than I was. I get why they're quiet. This isn't a shot at the group. It's more just I just look at where we're at right now, and there's so much bigger fish to fry for people in the Portland area right now than baseball and a stadium. And
it's the same problem that Oakland's facing.
But see, the downtown thing doesn't even necessarily have to play a big factor if you have a stadium in the metro area. You're not having a stadium in downtown. We know
right,
that.
Right.
So if you're, and maybe Lloyd Center's not it. Maybe Tier 2 is not it. Maybe it is outside and
maybe
it's
moved to Oregon City,
whatever it is, you know, those are realistic options. And in that case, downtown plays no big factor outside of doing a live look and shot coming back right. on a commercial break,
acting like you're playing in Portland.
Acting like it's yep. in Portland when you're really not. So to me, those things don't have to correlate. I just more look at the way everything is structured in our city. And I just never buy entities like Major League Baseball who sell this. We have to be in this certain time zone. Well, you're really only moving to Vegas. So you're moving 1 hour. You can still sell that as quote unquote West Coast. You can easily
Vegas
not.
Vegas is Pacific time.
Okay, there you go. It's Pacific. You're in the same time zone. You can easily choose another city and still sell. Well, Portland, Seattle are 2.5-3 hours away. You could easily do that thing. And again, it's going to be about who is going to get the okay in their state and their city with local officials. And what city and state's going to get in the way?
Yeah.
And if I was to make you pick who you think says, oh, dude, let's do it, versus wait, would you pick Nashville or Portland? Because I would probably put my chips on Nashville saying, dude, let's do it.
Yeah.
So that's what leaves me. It's not necessarily the group. It's not even necessarily tier two. It's those things that leave me. I don't trust a $1 billion entity in baseball and what they say they want to be. And then two, I just think there's other cities where local elected leaders are going to maybe be more in line of sure. whatever you need, we're out of the way versus, hey, yeah. this is what you're going to be able to do. And that's it.
Yeah, you're not wrong in that regard. Lots of hurdles remain, but at least a big news update yesterday is Major League Baseball gave the Oakland A's permission to explore other markets. And a lot of people believing that Vegas is the favorite. According to Vegas, by the way, I think Portland had the third best odds at landing the Oakland A's. So that tells you where Vegas thinks they're at. All right, let's get to Stat or Story, your favorite segment. We'll do it next.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
All right, Stat or Story time. We're running a little late here, so we got to go Turn and Burn Edition. What do we got?
Your first number is 59. 59. Is it the total number of goals scored by Manchester City in Premier League games this season after they clinched their seventh English top flight title with three games remaining in the season? Or is it the percentage of Americans in a recent Yahoo survey that declared they will try something new this summer after spending much of last summer in lockdown?
This has... Oh, God.
Oh, really? You know anything about soccer to say this has to be?
Yeah, I have no clue.
You said percentage of people saying they're going to do this.
Try something new. Mm. Something they never done.
I'm going to go stat because my mind is telling me to go story.
I wanted to go stat, but now
I'm going to play the opposite game. I'm going Costanza.
Let's play the opposite game for the show's sake. I'll say story.
It's a story.
Damn it.
Man City scoring 72 goals in 35 games.
Is that good? Is that a lot, man? Is that a
That's that sounds a pretty decent amount of goals. Right. So they clinched with their victory yesterday.
Okay.
With three games to go in the season. However, this is from Yahoo Sports. So nearly 6 in 10 Americans, 59%, say they want to try something new for the very first time during vacations this summer in a recent survey. Fifth of respondents, 17%, said they want to go see a new state or a city. The most popular plans for the summer, everybody's going outdoors. So camping, water skiing, wakeboarding, surfing, fishing, skydiving at 36%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah, the pandemic has sucked. It's not going to lead me to do extreme sports. I know that for sure. I do want to. I mean, I think people are. You got
maybe
a lot of
paragliding or something.
No, I'm not gliding. I'm not doing any
cliffs
kind of gliding.
Of Torrey Pines. Go play Torrey Pines in the morning and then happening. Do one of those little hang gliding things off the cliffs.
And then I'll go play Torrey Pines again. That ain't happening. Oh, okay. No gliding.
36,
in my life.
The north and the south course.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
All right, your next number is 3.
3.
Is it the number of WNBA teams that have won 4 different titles as their 25th season debuted last night? Did you know that?
I might. Yeah, I did know that. Candace Parker's on Chicago this year.
Oh, okay.
I might know this.
Is Ionescu back and healthy?
Yeah.
From her ankle
rule? New York?
Yeah. Good.
I saw her Nike commercial a lot last night. I can't remember what I was watching.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Nice.
She gonna have a shoe line?
I think they announced that, didn't they?
I think so.
I was like, one of the first
female.
I get my daughter a pair.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
So, yeah, the number of WNB teams that have won four different titles.
Four different. Okay.
Four championships.
Yeah.
Or is it the new limit on the number of sauce cups Chick-fil-A is limiting customers to per meal due to a shortage this summer?
What?
Okay.
All right, I'm out. You're done, Chick-fil-A. Get out of town. Three sauce capacity?
Well, their line's already stupid long
what
now.
What if I get like two orders of chicken strips? You're only giving me three sauce packets? No, that ain't happening.
By the way, that Happy Valley Chick-fil-A, it still is a madhouse,
right?
Every day.
Every day. You know you could just like Grubhub Chick-fil-A too?
Okay.
Just
I deliver it to you. Four championships? This is where we're going to get in trouble, but I'll try. Houston,
sure.
I know has it. They won like the first five.
You're right. Totally right. I'm with you on that.
Cynthia Cooper, goat.
Yes.
Tina Thompson, goat. I think Minnesota, Maya Moore might have three or four of these.
Is she back playing again? Didn't she like quit
to be an
advocate?
No, she's still not
playing. Doing the advocate thing?
Prison reform?
Yeah.
I don't know if she came back. I think she took another hiatus.
Okay.
So Minnesota's the other team. And I want to say the LA Sparks eventually did it because for a long time they couldn't get past the Houston Comet with Lisa Leslie, but I think they ended up doing it. But that four is a bit much.
I'm really impressed by your WNBA knowledge.
Now, I'm going to say,
did the Portland Fire not get it done?
Oh, dude, I want us to have a WNBA team.
That'd be cool. Why don't we have a WNBA team?
Still never been
explained
why.
Speaking of sports that should be here that we would support the hell out of.
It would get so
much
support.
Have you seen the crowd at Thorns games? What are we doing? Go to a market where people care. What is happening?
I think I'm going to go story. I don't know if it's that many teams. I want to say Minnesota and Houston, but I can't confirm on the LA front, and I'm probably getting this wrong anyway.
Okay.
I'll go story, but I'm just go stat.
Okay, whatever. I'll go stat.
It is a stat.
You
got two of them. The Lynx and the Comets.
Yeah. Who's the third?
With their title last year, the Seattle Storm.
Storm won
their fourth.
Come on.
I'm so stupid. Breonna Taylor,
what
Sue Bird.
Did they play in last year?
They play in the
I don't know where they played last year.
Because they've been renovating.
I think they played in... Did they play in the Huskies, United Airlines?
They might have played
there, Alaska Airlines
Arena?
Okay.
This is from Oregon Live.
I knew it was the Storm.
In an email to customers, Chick-fil-A further elaborated, sauces will be restricted to one per entree or two per meal.
What? So you got to order like eight things to get eight sauce
packets?
Yeah,
so when you order through the app, it cuts you off when you reach your sauce limit.
Got a hot take on Chick-fil-A.
Can you imagine going to Taco Bell and being like, hey, you only get two hot sauce packets?
I know, they don't care about their shortage.
So they've got
a shortage. Industry-wide supply chain shortages. That's why chicken costs so much right now at Costco, if you've noticed.
We're eating too much chicken? Is that our thing?
Well,
do we have a bad batch
of
chicken?
The demand for everything.
Meat is stupid right now.
Who doesn't love meat?
All right.
Can I throw this real quick?
Sure.
Last time I went to Chick-fil-A in the Beaverton one, super overrated. It was terrible. It was one of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired of the whole we don't put sauce on our sandwich thing. Who do you think you are?
I dip my sandwich in the sauce when I go to Chick-fil-A because it's
better with
sauce.
If I'm sitting down, I'll dip. If I'm driving, you're making me open a packet, dump it on my sandwich? Come on, man.
Just put it on there.
Who do you think you are?
Your final number is 47.
47, okay.
Is it the percentage of outs recorded via strikeout for the Mississippi State Bulldog college baseball team this season on pace to be an all-time NCAA record?
Yeah, we're not going to know.
Or is it the number of different items of torture on display in Dracula's castle in Romania that is being used as a COVID vaccination location?
What?
I'm gonna
go story because it's a cool story.
Stat.
It's a stat.
Damn it.
Yes. The Bulldogs have recorded 589 of their 1,246 outs this season by strikeout. It is the year.
Wow.
They are one no-hitter away from tying the all-time record in college baseball. There's been 22 no-hitters thrown at Division I. That's one shy of the record.
That's crazy. They have ugly uniforms. Have you seen their uniforms?
The Bulldogs?
They're like maroon with white pinstripes. Ugh.
I usually like the traditional ones.
Yeah, the traditional ones are okay. I saw some maroon ones the other day. They're not not good.
This comes to us from Huffington Post. A COVID-19 vaccination center has been set up on the periphery of Romania's Bran Castle, which is known as Dracula's Castle in Transylvania. And so then there's a museum inside that people can go into. And among the things that you will get, it's free entry with your vaccination diploma. You get free entry into the castle, into the torture rooms, 52 medieval torture instruments.
Nice.
Up for display.
Let's get kinky.
How many do you really need?
Are you more likely to make love to a very attractive alien or a very attractive vampire?
Ooh, fetish question to end the show. I like it. I'd probably go vampire.
Spoiler, you have no idea what they're going to do.
That's true. They could drain you.
Could drink blood. Alien could do some weird alien thing. Yeah, where you would you take the chances?
Would you rather get drained or probed?
Well, the three boob chick Futurama.
Yes.
Or
Total Recall. Wasn't there one in Total Recall?
Yeah, or maybe it was Fifth Element.
I think it was Total Recall.
Ooh, Fifth Element.
In the bar where all
yeah,
the...
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So three boob, one-eyed lady.
Okay.
Or think Morticia Adams, but with fangs.
Morticia Adams. I think I go Morticia Adams.
Okay.
I don't
need another boob. The article also said...
She's dead.
They're having fun with the vaccinations in Romania because they say the people that are giving the vaccines, they have them in fangs. They're doing the whole bit.
That's kind of cool. I like that. All right, there we go. Center story every Wednesday, usually at 8:15. We moved it this week because we've had a jam-packed, busy final hour, and we're already against it. So let's find out what's on tap. Big one for Portland tonight. Close up there next on The Fam.
Nerd and Sprague know what's brewing.
I'm not paid to be bold. I'm paid to be right.
There's a lot of sporting events that you say, oh, I got to go do that.
This is What's on Tap, poured by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, What's on Tap? We're out here in The Fan by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach online at pelicanbrewing.com. Played golf with a couple of our buddies from Pelican yesterday. It was great to catch up.
That it was. We had a listener say the transit thing when I was talking about the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and I'm not – that's obviously true. I just – my thing is it's all kind of tied together. Are you going to get everybody on board for all of this stuff to work out?
We asked her – I threw out a poll question last night. Just about where you're at, because I know this isn't – we haven't talked about this in a long time. You know, Major League Baseball to Portland was a pretty regular topic, it felt like, for a while there. Was coming up every other week or so. There was something new or a rendering or an update or here's your land or, you know, your options and locations you're looking at. I mean, they've just gone deathly quiet over the last year or so. And a lot of that is due to COVID. And there just hasn't been much movement. So I was curious where people were at. I asked just on the the idea of Major League Baseball coming to Portland. Your four options were definitely is going to happen. You're optimistic that it could happen. It probably won't happen or there's no chance that it does happen. Figured I'd cover every end of the spectrum there. You got a decent amount of votes on this. The number one answer is with you. Probably won't happen. And I would guess that's kind of where you're voting.
I'm trying to stay optimistic, but yeah. I would
probably won't
there.
Happen,
yeah.
Right? So that's, you're giving it a chance, but you're saying, you know, you understand the hurdles that remain. And 39% of the vote said probably won't happen. 36% said you're optimistic that it could happen. Nearly 20% said there's no chance that it happens. And then 4% said that it definitely will happen. Mm. So that just kind of gives you a barometer of just where listeners are at, where fans are at. What's fun to talk about it at least today? I missed that topic. The idea of Major League Baseball, whether it's realistic or not, coming to Portland, it will always make my sports pants tight, and I love talking about it. So it was fun to have that at least be back in the news. What is on tap for tonight? The main thing, your main dish, is Portland at Utah.
Yes, it is.
They are somewhere in the range of a, what, 2.5-point underdog tonight?
Open, I saw 3 o'clock or 3 points when we started the show. It's down to 2 on the scoreboard app.
So it's on ESPN. I think it's on NBC Sports Northwest too. If you want to watch, you pick your channel there. 6:30 tip. Are we all in agreement?
Yes, they moved the tip back to 6:30 for ESPN to pick it up.
Yeah, ESPN game. Are we all in agreement? This is a.
Yeah, which is probably a clear indication to bet the opposite of this show.
I'm not. I think this will be more difficult.
Okay.
I think. Those big, long, tall, rangy shooters provide tons of problems for the Blazers defensively.
Oh, I'm with you. It's not going to be easy. This team doesn't make anything easy.
No, hence the Houston game the other night.
I'm just going to gamble that Clarkson maybe not as in fuego and missing Conley Mitchell hurts them tonight because it's going to be tough to guard the faster players.
Your other scoreboard watching, the Lakers are at home against Houston at 7:30, the worst team in the NBA.
LeBroni might be coming back.
He could likely back.
They could use that because if he doesn't, then they're susceptible to a hangover after everything they put into last night.
Sure, second of a back-to-back.
Thinking the Rockets are just awful, they don't have to show up.
And Dallas just laid a giant egg against Memphis. They're at home tonight against New Orleans, which, you know, they're below 500, not great, but I guess never a gimme. So those are the other ones to keep an eye on. All three of those teams in that mix for 5, 6, or 7. They're all playing tonight, so the standings could look drastically different tomorrow, or maybe they all win and they don't change at all.
We've got Joe Fortenbaugh tomorrow to talk about the NFL schedule, which comes out at 5 o'clock tonight. He'll be on for the Daily Ticker. He hosts the show Daily Wager on ESPN.
Full schedule release tonight. Can't wait to look it over. We'll talk about it tomorrow. That will do it for us. If you miss any of the show, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We tweeted out at Thurton Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. We went to Utah for the Daily Ticker. If you want an update on the Jazz and what Portland is facing tonight in that game in Salt Lake City, go check it. We'll tweet it out. Coming up next, of course, you got Colin, AJ and Dusty, noon to 3, primetime Isaac and Suk 37. Baseball show, I'm assuming, tonight, 7 to 9. There you go. Loaded Wednesday, as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.